be filled with the Holy Spirit. Because that's where we'll get our strength. That's where in the days when we're anxious and we have depression and just feels like life is too much, or that we don't mean anything, or that we don't matter. Those are all lies that come from the devil to keep us from going into the fullness of everything that Jesus has for us. So listen up carefully. I'm going to just explain things a bit more, and then we'll have some time of ministry. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Acts 2, verse 3 and 4. Acts 2 verse 3 and 4 says, they saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire. Imagine this in your heads. That separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them. Not some of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit. This afternoon is not a lecture. I'm not delivering a lecture to you. And it's not a concert, it's not entertainment, but this afternoon is a Holy Spirit encounter meeting. That we are not here to play it safe this afternoon. But we're here to say, Holy Spirit, fire, fall on us. Because the same Spirit that filled the upper room in Acts chapter 2 is in this building right now. He's not weaker, he's not diluted, and he most definitely hasn't retired. He is ready, just as he was when he filled those first believers with power and authority and strength. He's ready to fill, to ignite and to empower you like you've never been before. So if you want that, then would you say it loud with me? Fill me with fresh fire.
Fill me with fresh fire.
Fire, fire.
Oh. I said loud.
Fill me with fresh fire.
See, the Holy Spirit is a fire starter. Matthew 3 verse 11 says, He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire from heaven. When Jesus saves you, He gives you new life. But when the Holy Spirit fills you, He gives you the power to live that life. The fire of the Holy Spirit is not optional, it's essential. And why do I say that? What does the fire of the Holy Spirit do? The first thing it does is it purifies. It burns off sin, it burns off compromise, it burns off fear, and it burns off apathy. That when the fire touches gold, the junk on that gold comes to the surface. When the fire touches your spirit, then you get clean. It ignites. Fire gives you passion. A passion to worship, to pray, to live boldly for Jesus. Who wants to live boldly for Jesus? Yeah. No more cold Christianity. That when I say I'm a Christian, me when I say it, they see that Holy Spirit fire within me, that passion, that power, that authority of Jesus Christ in me when they look at me. Not to walk around and say, I'm a Christian. You know how I get through the day? Every single morning for years and years, when I'm walking downstairs, I say, Holy Spirit, fill me afresh. Every single morning. Otherwise, I would not make it. My flesh is weak. And I've got the extra pressure because I'm the pastor, so I have to behave. But I understand the weakness of my flesh and the weakness of my mind if it's not renewed by Christ daily. I'm nowhere near perfect, only when I'm around Janet, otherwise I get in trouble. No more spiritual boredom. Walking with Jesus. Not like, oh, Jesus, it's another day. I don't even know if I'm going to make it through today. I think I'll go into Wickham on the bus and people are looking at you and they think, you are on earth, does he look so miserable? Jesus needs to radiate from us. Jesus didn't call you to be miserable. But to be filled with passion, with enthusiasm, with life. Yeah. Not. That's why worship is so. You know, when it's not a jolly music concert. When we come here and we sing. When we come here and we sing, we're worshiping. We're worshiping Jesus. So why are we sitting like... We need to be praising. How we can go to a football match and we can all stand there, oh, hey, hey. But we come to church, we're like...
It should be the football match.
How is it? Do you see the issue?
Yeah.
And it's a big issue. No more cold Christianity. Say it.
No more cold Christianity.
No more spiritual boredom. I want to see you bouncing in here on a Sunday, all excited, because you're coming to spend time with Jesus.
Amen.
And me. Jeremiah 20 verse 9 says, His word. What is His word? Is in my heart like a fire. I'm weary of holding it in. Indeed, I cannot. How are you going to know the word in your heart if you're not even reading it? Have you ever tried to put a piece of IKEA furniture up without the instructions?
Yeah. Yeah.
A weakness. A weakness in my mind. I cannot do it. But that's what it's like if we are trying to walk with Jesus and we're not even reading the word. How are we supposed to know which way to go? But God doesn't just want you to have a spark, but He wants you to be ablaze. That we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And I'm not just saying that. It says so in the Bible. Ephesians 5:18 says, be filled with the Spirit. You don't just need a one-time touch, but you need a daily dose of Holy Spirit fire. You know why? Because life leaks. And the trials that we face drain us. And distraction. Oh. Destruction. It dims our flame. It takes our eyes off Jesus. That's why I cry every single day when I get up. Fill me, Lord, afresh with your fire. Try it. Can't do it on our own. The early church didn't just get filled once. In Acts 4:31, this says they were all filled with the Holy Spirit again. God doesn't run out of oil. He doesn't ration His Holy Spirit. What He's doing is He's looking for empty, hungry, surrendered people who will say, Lord, if you are pouring it out, then I want it and I'm here for it. Fill me. So how do we receive this? Not complicated. Luke 11:13, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him? You do not have to be perfect. You don't have to beg for it. You don't have to earn it. All you need is a hunger that God will fill those who are desperate. Surrender to lay down your pride, your fear, and your control. And faith. To believe that Jesus is not just able, but He is willing. John 7:38, 39. Whoever believes in me, rivers of living water will flow from within them. And when that fire comes, you may feel joy. You may speak in a different language. You may fall on your knees in worship. You may shout. You may cry. But whatever happens, let Him work. Let Him move. Don't let the enemy rob you, the devil rob you, of what heaven has for you today. So there is a fresh wind that is blowing. And there is a fresh flame that is burning. That God will fill hearts, He will light lamps, and He will birth revival right here amongst us. So can I ask you, don't just sit and spectate this afternoon, but participate. Don't just wait and see, but receive. Don't just cry out, but open up to Him. So I'm going to ask you a very simple question. Are you desperate this afternoon? Are you hungry inside? Is there something inside you that feels like there's just something empty, that there's a void? You see, you've been coming here for a long time, many of you, and I've been watching. Man, I've seen you struggling. You don't need to struggle. You don't have to keep falling over and tripping up and saying, oh, I've stumbled again. A bit quieter. So I'm just simply going to invite you this afternoon, if you want to receive the Holy Spirit, all you have to do is ask. And I'm not just talking about those who've been filled with the Holy Spirit before, I'm talking about about all of us. And I'm going to ask for somebody to pray for me as well, for fresh and filling. So I'm going to set the example and show you there's nothing to fear. But you can walk out here today totally transformed, totally on fire for Jesus. That when you walk out here today, you won't be walking from defeat, but you'll be walking from a place of victory. So if that's you, would you come forward?